My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
A few minutes of Grant and Danny today. That's right. It's one of those days where the Nationals are playing an afternoon game and we say goodbye way before we normally do. The exclusive sponsor of this radio show is the law firm Condorian Murad. They'll guide you and your family in the right direction and help you draft a will, set up a trust, and create a healthcare power of attorney if need be. They'll take care of all of the important stuff that's not that fun, and they will do it in a way that makes you feel better about the process. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them Grant and Danny sent you to score a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We spoke earlier to start the show about the Commanders news of the day. They are bringing Byron Pringle back, signing a receiver. Seems like it's meaningful. We're trying to get to the bottom of exactly why they felt it necessary to do that. Camp body or perhaps disappointment in some of the options that they have in camp already. All of our camp coverage and that conversation, if you want to podcast it, is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. I don't think Pringle will make the team. Danny, you do.
I do. And it's more, I think you do this for a reason. Right? Like, he's been available for a while. They could have signed him at any point. Anybody could have, right? And I think they looked at the track record. I think they looked at what they had. They had a few days to sort of look at it and say, that position group could use some veteran. Not just Terry McLaurin. Obviously, he's a veteran who's got some pelts on the wall. But I think it's a layer of disappointment in that Dax Milne, Mitchell Tinsley, Demir Byrd, Kaz Allen type tier, that fourth, fifth, sixth kind of range of receiver. They want a guy that's been productive at times, has been in multiple different systems. Again, I don't think he's an impact player for them, but if I was De'Ami Brown or some of those other guys I mentioned, I might not be as comfortable as I might have been yesterday.
That we can agree with. Going into the preseason, if you're De'Ami Brown or perhaps Alamide Zaccheaus, there's a little more reason to be on your P's and Q's. Because that guy was on this team last season, and he caught passes in games, not unlike Jamison Crowder. Now, it is a different GM and a different head coach and a different offense, so I don't know that he's starting ahead of you. He's probably actually behind you because he's got a lot to learn and catch up on. But there's another veteran NFL receiver who has played a lot on Sundays in the building, and that should just make you a little bit more nervous. Let's look at the Olympic schedule today, Danny, as people get ready to enjoy either an afternoon of Olympics on TV or perhaps tonight in primetime. They'll get to watch a bunch of these events, tape delayed. All of our Olympics coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still have the ability to win on every plan against AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
A couple good things happening this afternoon if you're a United States fan, which I happen to be. Team USA Hoops men playing right now against South Sudan. That game just tipped off very early.
How big are we favored in that game?
I think Harris? It was...
Can I guess?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I think I've got this number right. Do you know it, Darius?
I think we got to be like 34-point favorites.
Yeah, even though they only beat South Sudan by a point in one of the tune-ups.
I remember that, but yeah. They had a real rough time in a few of those games, and they looked way better in their first game.
Yes, they did.
It seemed like the tune-ups were actually just that, and people overreacted, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say we were favored by a ton.
So I saw 31. That was the number that I saw.
Darius, what do you got over there on FanDuel?
I'm seeing, via CBS Sports, I'm seeing 28.5. Is what I got.
All right, they're probably using a FanDuel number. They don't have their own book. Mm-hmm. So I'll take that. 28.5. Let's cover that number. How about it?
Would be very nice to do just that.
Katie Ledecky swims.
She swims at 3:15. So basically, in about 9-10 minutes from right now, her signature event, the 1500-meter freestyle, where she has been dominant and she's excellent. Already has a bronze medal this Olympics, looking for gold.
Yeah, look forward to watching that in primetime tonight. Don't watch it at 3:15. Keep listening to 106.7 The Fan. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler. We'll have Nats pregame. Speaking of which, sadly and unfortunately, after last night, we got to get to the Nationals. It has been a bit of a grind for Nationals fans this week. Think about the last week of Nats fandom. They got no hit on Thursday to kick everything off. Dylan Cease just shoved on them at Nats Park. So you were at home and watched your team get no hit. Then they hit the road. They have since traded Jesse Winker, who was the guy that gave them their best at-bats this season. Lane Thomas, who was their player of the year the last two seasons offensively at the big league level. And Dylan Floro, who's been their most consistent reliever circuit to circuit this year. Then on Sunday, in a game it looked like they were winning and had a chance to sweep in, they get walked off on a home run. And then on Monday, they had a 5-0, a 8-2, and eventually a 4-run lead in the ninth that they blew in epic meltdown fashion. And then yesterday, they got beat 17-0 by the Diamondbacks. This has been about as bad a six-day stretch for Nats fans to endure as there's been in a long, long time.
Yeah, losing games, you know, I'm generally fine with. There's going to be occasional blowouts when you start to get into the, you know, organizational's 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th pitchers. You don't want your $35 million a year guy getting shelled like that, where I think at one point the Diamondbacks were like 11 for 16 against Corbin to start off the game, and you were down a couple of touchdowns early. But, you know, those gut punch ones where you've done everything right, where this offense that isn't very good actually is good and scores a bunch of runs, when you lose those sting a little more.
Today's actually a pretty significant day, though, as far as the games the rest of the season are going to go, because we're now in, you know, they got the fourth best odds to get the number one pick, tank mode essentially in the last couple of months. But there are guys that need to perform well to position them going into the offseason to be a wild card contender next year if they spend some money. And one of those important players is Mackenzie Gore, who's pitching today. Speaking of which, let's get you your Nats starting lineups and pitching pairing presented by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or fax in their, or you can shop, I should say, in their Fairfax showroom.
Leading off, playing shortstop, see. Jake Abrams batting second at first base. Juan Yepes batting third in left field. The James Wood. Harold Ramirez is your designated hitter, hitting fourth. Luis Garcia at second base. Keibert Ruiz hitting sixth, doing the catching. Alex Call in center field today, batting seventh. And fresh up from AAA, Travis Blankenhorn in right field, hitting eighth. And Ildemaro Vargas, batting ninth at the third base position.
Juan Yepes hitting .346 with 932 ops and 80 at-bats since being called up from the minor leagues. I mentioned that Mackenzie Gore gets the start on the hill. The team leader with 121 strikeouts over 105 innings. It has been a rough go of it for Gore lately, who has an ERA over 8 in July. He will be glad to see this month in the rearview mirror. Last time out, 9 hits, 6 earned runs in 5 innings against the Cardinals. Just didn't quite have it. Before that, though, 2 innings, and he threw too many pitches to keep going against the Reds. He just hasn't gotten deep into starts. He's lost his command. He's walking too many guys. So he's got to turn his season around with a nice start today. Let's get a weather report presented by Pepco. Storm season's here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. Our show meteorologist is Ryan Clary.
It is going to be 108 degrees over at first pitch at Chase Field. Luckily for the fellas, they're going to be in a dome. Beautiful 72 degrees. No chance of rain. Dome season.
108 degrees in Phoenix.
It's a show.
Still better than like 96 degrees here.
Yeah.
I will take that.
I mean, it's not good, but it's better.
It is. And people love to do the joke about dry heat. It's just reality. I'm sorry. Like, the humidity and the thick, disgusting feeling of wet air here, it's just worse.
The pits.
But they're playing in 72 degrees. They're going to be just fine. Good work today, guys. Breaking a sweat and
good energy.
How about that show? Normally 4.5, 110 feels a little different. For Darius, Ryan, and Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. Thanks for listening. Till tomorrow, Vargas.
Thank you for coming.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.